This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, the root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. President Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, hopefully 47th as well, just released a press release simply saying glad to see Clarence Thomas is healthy and doing well. Justice Clarence Thomas has been released from the hospital. Good news. Do you realize how close we are to disaster in this country? You know, I mean, the borders are open, and what happened in Afghanistan, and what's happening in Ukraine, and World War III could start. Everything's going wrong. Free speech under attack, guns under attack, taxes under attack. They're about to pass new legislation that just is horrible. It's just everything is going wrong at once. And we could even lose the lead we've got in the Supreme Court, which isn't even that good in the first place. The people that are there don't vote our way. But can you imagine if you put liberals in? Like this new one, Jackson. Brown Jackson. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even let her near my children. I wouldn't let her babysit my children, let alone be a Supreme Court justice. We have dropped our level of what is considered okay in this country to levels that nobody ever believed possible. Horrible. I want to talk about this new peer-reviewed research that finds evidence of 2020 voter fraud, which is exactly what I've been saying from day one, despite everybody screaming about switched votes and computer glitches and computer switching votes and Dominion switching votes. I've always harped on only one thing. And that is that, was it five states? First of all, it's all about six states. It's about Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Those six states were all stolen. And the only ones that mattered are five of them. So you could throw Nevada out where I live. It just didn't matter. It never mattered. If we could have taken Arizona, at least three out of four of Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, so excuse me, at least four out of five, we win by a large margin. You flip around the whole country, you win by a large margin. And because of COVID, they allowed mail-in ballots, and they filled the ballot box with fraudulent mail ballots. That's all I ever said happened. And now there's new proof out, more proof. I mean, we've already seen tons of proof. But there's more proof. By a margin of 52 to 40%, first of all, voters believe cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. That's a Rasmussen Report survey from this month. 52 to 40% voters believe cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 election. That stands in stark contrast to the countless news stories editorializing about no evidence of voter fraud. The myth of voter fraud. Go F yourselves. Liars. Lying frauds. But it isn't just Republicans who believe cheating occurred. Even 34% of Democrats believe it, as do 38% of those who somewhat support President Biden. A broad range of Americans think this. Men, women, all age groups, whites, those who are neither white nor black. Republicans, those who are neither Republicans nor Democrats. All job categories, all income groups, except those making over $200,000 a year. Can you imagine? And all education groups except those who attended graduate school. Can you imagine? So everyone in America believes massive election fraud happened except people who make over $200,000 a year. How is that possible? I'm in that group. Are you all brainwashed morons? Do you realize Democrats want to take your money away? They want to hand it to people that don't work? You stupid morons. The whole problem is you're all overeducated. You're making $200,000 plus a year specifically because you went to colleges that brainwashed you to become a communist. That's the problem with all of you. But in any case, this article, this commentary says, new research is forthcoming in the peer-reviewed economics journal Public Choice, and it finds evidence of around 255,000 excess votes, possibly as many as 368,000, for Joe Biden in six swing states where Donald Trump lodged accusations of fraud. Biden only carried these states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The same sticks I have quoted again and again and again. By a total of 313,000 votes, excluding Michigan, the gap was 159,000 votes. The point of this work isn't to contest the 2020 election, but to point out that we have a real problem that needs to be dealt with. Americans must have confidence in future elections. Some Trump allies, such as Attorney Sidney Powell, who famously promised to release the Kraken, I never understood what that was about, and then provided no evidence at all, have helped to discredit these concerns. I agree. I liked Sidney Powell, but I thought she sounded nuts. Release the Kraken! Shut up! Give me some proof! Don't say stupid things and never back it up! Yeah, was she smoking Kraken? That's the question. Courts have rejected challenges to the 2020 presidential vote, generally citing the lack of evidence that any alleged fraud would have altered the outcome in a particular state. The Republican plaintiffs argued that since their observers couldn't watch the vote counts, or were prevented from seeing other evidence, they couldn't provide such proof without investigations backed by subpoena power. Still, while some judges have agreed irregularities occurred, they weren't willing to grant discovery in the absence of evidence that fraud could reverse the election. Of course not. A total catch-22. All those judges are pussy cats. That's what they are. I can't say the real word on national radio. I get kicked off. All those judges are cats. That's all I'll say. They were afraid of their own shadow. They didn't want to overturn an election because their house would be burned down. They'd be assassinated. Their wife would be killed. Their wife would lose her job. Their children would be beaten up or murdered at school. Can you imagine the fraud going on in this country? And the corporations that believe in the fraud and are part of the fraud and part of the conspiracy, and the judges that are part of it, and the school systems that are part of it, and the principals, and the teachers, and the deans of colleges. A child of a judge who overturned an election could never go to school again. It's that bad. That's why no judge overturned it. So, this article goes on to say, signature verification is far from perfect, as election employees have as little as 5 seconds to check a signature. And I don't think anyone even did that. In Nevada, where I'm from, there was no person checking signatures. It was a machine. And it was set so low, the bar was set so low, they just said yes to everything. So, amidst unprecedented numbers of mail-in ballots in the 2020 election, many states didn't even try to verify signatures. If someone mailed in multiple ballots, there was virtually no way to catch them. And without tamper-resistant photo IDs, fraud is difficult to prove. Unless someone tries voting multiple times in the same precinct, there's zero chance to catch them. So this guy says, my research provides three tests of vote fraud. First, I compared precincts in a county with alleged fraud to adjacent, similar precincts in neighboring counties with no fraud allegations. And so, when comparing Trump's absentee ballot vote shares among these adjacent precincts, I accounted for differences in Trump's in-person vote share and in registered voters' demographics in both precincts. In 2016, there was no unexplained gap in absentee ballot counts, but 2020 was a different story. Just in Fulton County, Georgia, my test yielded an unexplained 17,000 votes, 32% more than Biden's margin over Trump in the entire state. With the focus on winning the state, there's no apparent reason why Democrats would get out the absentee vote ballot vote more in one precinct than in a neighboring precinct with similar political and demographic characteristics. I get it. This all came down to one or two precincts in every state. They stuffed the ballot box when they knew that only Democrats were in charge. He says, next I applied the same method to provisional ballots in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Contrary to state law, voters were allowed to correct defects in absentee ballots by submitting provisional ballots on Election Day. My analysis found that such permissions in Allegheny County alone contribute to a statistically significant 6,700 additional votes for Biden in a state decided by fewer than 81,000 votes. Finally, artificially large voter turnouts could also be a sign of voter fraud. This fraud could come in the form of filling out absentee ballots for people who didn't vote, voting by ineligible people, or bribing people for their votes. Republican-leaning swing state counties had higher turnouts relative to the 2016 election. Democrat-leaning counties had lower turnouts, except for the Democrat counties with alleged vote fraud, which had incredibly high turnouts. So you get the idea. In other words, this is John Lott Jr. who wrote this, by the way. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And he's been on this show before. It's everything I said from day one. It was all about six states, and it was all about one county in each of the six states. Just like here in Nevada, it was about Clark County. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. With smash and grabs at a crisis level, every single retail store owner in America should have non-lethal Hero 2020 to fight the thugs. Hero 2020, much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. Perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business. Get Hero 2020 today at Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. This is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, this is obviously the theme song that Will Smith was listening to when he walked up on stage to smack Chris Rock. I thought it was fake smack, to be honest with you. I really do believe Chris Rock knew it was coming. They discussed it beforehand, and he slipped the slap. I don't think he was hit. Come on, he could have been on the ground. He could have been bleeding. His lip could be bleeding, should be bleeding with a slap like that. Looked like a fake slap to me. Whole thing was meant to, you know, to get some attention for the Oscars, which nobody watches anymore, most probably. But, you know, if it was faked, then they should be arrested for fraud. If it wasn't faked, then Will Smith should be arrested for assault. And neither one's ever going to happen, right? You know that. It's called black privilege. I've said that on my social media sites. I've said that today on the show. Black privilege. There isn't a white man in Hollywood who could have gotten away with walking on stage and slapping a black man, a black host. Not one. Couldn't happen. Can you imagine if Wayne Root slapped a black man? Can you even imagine what would ensue after that? First of all, let me ask you a question. If this was real, okay, this is the Academy Awards. This is a multi-million dollar organization for this one night a year. Probably several hundred million dollars a year for one night a year. Don't they have security? You mean they'd let a man run across the entire stage and slap somebody? I mean, are you serious? You can get away with jumping out of the audience, running across. Now, you're going to say just because it's Will Smith, they wouldn't have interfered? Bull. If they saw a man running at the host from the audience, and it was not part of a pre-planned routine, bodyguards would have jumped on that stage. Off-duty cops, off-duty SWAT officers, retired Navy SEALs, which is who you assume are the security, would never have let Will Smith get near Chris Rock. and the cameras would have turned away. Exactly. Well, they did kind of turn away because they edited out. I mean, nobody saw this live. I mean, people saw it live in the, you know, live where it happened, but nobody on TV saw it. So they did cut it out. They deleted it, but, you know, I don't think the Oscars knew about it, or they wouldn't have done that. They would have let it run live. I think that this was pre-planned between Will Smith and Chris Rock. And they didn't tell anybody else they were doing this. They did this to get major publicity for the Oscars. But if it wasn't pre-planned, then Will Smith needs major psychiatric help. And he should spend time in jail for assault in front of the whole nation. How many witnesses? Well, not that many. It was the Oscars. But there were witnesses in the millions. Not as many as there used to be. Instead of 40 million, there were probably 15 million witnesses. But crazy, crazy times we live in. More violence at the Oscars than at a Republican January 6th protest. And nobody's going to go to jail. Of course not. You can't put a black man in jail. No, not in Hollywood. They'd be accused of racism. I mean, this is the ultimate form of black privilege. He supposedly beat the crap out of a guy on stage. Physically, we all watched him slap the crap out of Chris Rock. All right, so Will Smith issued an apology to Chris Rock. Whatever. Sick of hearing all this bull. It's just more weapons of mass distraction. The country's coming unglued. The country's losing it. Will Smith doesn't have to lose it. I looked it up. He's worth $350 million. He doesn't have to say, I'm stressed out because of inflation and high gas prices and high grocery prices. He's got no worries. He's worth $350 million. I never looked up Chris Rock. He's probably also worth $300 million. And Chris Rock's not as popular as Will Smith. He's probably worth $50 to $100 million. Look it up for me, Chris. Google Chris Rock net worth. And it comes up right away. And tell me what he's worth. Certainly $50 million. So neither one has to worry about anything. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. $60 million. There's the answer. $60 million is what Chris Rock is worth. But by the way, let me make a point here. In most cases, they're probably right, because these are Hollywood guys who made millions and millions of dollars. But I could just tell you, if you look up Wayne Allyn Root net worth, quite a few of them say I'm worth $20 million. And I'm not worth anything like that. So it just shows you there's also a lot of garbage there. They make these things up. Wayne Root is not worth $20 million. I wish I was worth $20 million. I really do. Yeah. Ask my divorce lawyer about that. But Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the best. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. How many peer-reviewed studies are out there that have showed mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D, and they rise dramatically if you have low levels of vitamin D? That's amazing. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 to get 15% off forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is releasing his budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year. The president blaming former President Donald Trump for increasing the national spending deficit.
The previous administration, as you all know, ran up record budget deficits. In fact, the deficit went up every year under my predecessor. My administration is turning that around.
This comes as the nation continues to deal with inflation, which the Biden administration is blaming on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and former President Donald Trump. The Democratic-led House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is interested in talking to Virginia Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife. This after Thomas's text to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were leaked on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you.
I've been talking a lot about black privilege today. Forget white privilege. There's black privilege, especially in Hollywood, but all over this country. If a white man like me slapped a black man, forget about a national TV, forget about a black famous comedian TV host, any black man, if I slapped him, I'd be KKK. I'd be ruined. My career would be over. I'd be a white extremist. I'd be a Nazi. I'd be a guy who wants to hang, literally lynch black men in the streets for slapping a black man on national TV. But Will Smith comes out moments ago and says, I was wrong to Chris Rock. I was wrong. And all will be forgiven and everything's fine. Poor baby. Everything's fine. Will Smith was just having a bad day. All forgiven. Come on. This is so ridiculous. Just apply this to any given white man slapping a black man at work. Who would get away with this? You know, you'd be arrested on the spot and your career ruined on the spot. Will Smith wins the Academy Award after he does it. And, most of Hollywood's sympathetic to him. They were talking about his wife. He had a right to do it. He was defending his wife. Oh, Will Smith, I love you. All the women love him now. Unbelievable. He assaulted someone on live on national TV. No problem. And he's a hero to everybody, every liberal in the world. Unbelievable. That's black privilege. That's black. You know what it is? It's black Hollywood privilege. He's worth $350 million. It may not even be because he's black. I'm wrong. It's because he's rich and black. That's the privilege. Rich people get away with anything. And in Hollywood, if you're black, you get away with anything. Because if you punish a black guy, you're called racist. But no one has any problem punishing white guys. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. You all know how much I value my health and how much I love patriotic companies. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. And their natural silver mouthwash all day long. And the silver gel on my face each night, it's all part of my daily wellness routine. And I suck on their silver lozenges during every show, during every break. You know, if there's 3 breaks an hour, it's 9 breaks in my 3-hour show. 9 lozenges a day I suck on to keep my voice alive. Because I just do so much talking. Thank God for their lozenges. Silver lozenges. Silver infused. The good folks at Amio Life are giving you, in recognition of inflation, a 30% discount in their entire product line. I was the one who suggested that they went along with it. 30% discount when you say Route 30 or use the promo code Route 30. To save 30%, visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148. So we've got a regular guest on right now, Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Her columns are at the Washington Chimes. Cheryl Chumley is one of our favorites. Enjoy having her on, and she is back with us today, the day after the Oscars charade. What do you think about what went on last night at the Oscars, Cheryl?
Yeah, thanks for having me once again. And but what a drama! I mean, that's the most interesting thing that's happened at any award ceremony in years now, because those things have just turned into a yawn fest. But look, Jada and Will have an open marriage, right? And what was being talked about on the radio today, that there was some discussion about Jada's prior relationship with Chris Rock, and maybe Will felt some jealousy there, because even though they have an agreed, mutually agreed upon open marriage where they can engage in intimate relations with others, maybe he didn't care for this particular guy that Jada chose. So there is some speculation on that.
Well, and there's also lots of speculation, which I was one in the group that said the whole thing was a false flag and it was a fake slap. It never happened. He did not slap. He fake slapped him, and the other guy, Chris Rock, slipped the slap. And then what's that famous saying by Shakespeare? Me doth thinks you protest too much. He rehearsed those lines.
Yeah.
Stop talking about my effing wife! And the way he said it was not natural. It was like, stop talking about my effing wife! I mean, just something about it was just completely faked, rehearsed the night before. So I don't know. I think they were trying to get publicity for the Oscars, but in any case, if it was fake, they should be arrested for fraud. If it was real, he should be arrested for assault. But nobody's ever going to pay. You and I both know that.
No, nobody's ever going to pay. And look, it's not unknown. Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler did that, and it took years to find out that the face slap there, what was it, on Letterman, was actually staged. So, you know, Hollywood stars, they got to keep their relevancy alive. And when they, once they start fading, they have to do things to draw attention back to themselves, right? It certainly
right.
had that purpose.
Right, although I don't think Will Smith had to because he's worth $350 million, and Chris Rock's worth $60 million. I'm not sure anybody had to get relevancy back, but maybe they got relevancy back for Chris for Will's wife. Maybe Jada Pinkett needed relevancy. I don't know because there's a disparity there. I looked it up, and he's worth $355 million. She's worth $20 million. So, you know, she doesn't want to get divorced, believe me. Well, actually, it wouldn't matter.
Oh, yeah,
she'd get half of his. No, she'd get half of his, so it really shouldn't matter to her. She'll be taken care of. She's okay. All right, so Cheryl Chumley is with us from the Washington Times to talk about a new poll. Speaking of relevancy, Biden is no longer relevant with the average American when it comes to conflicts of interest in Ukraine. Tell us what the poll results were.
I mean, his whole family has conflicts, business interests in Ukraine, in Russia. You remember all that talk about Burisma and how Hunter Biden was on contract to get millions of dollars for basically doing nothing that he was trained to do in life. And so Americans, by and large, are starting to look at what they see as the Biden family's business dealings in Ukraine and in the surrounding areas of Ukraine with growing unease, because they think that Biden is not doing a proper leadership job for America already, but the fact that he has conflicts of interest, it's throwing red flags into those questions they have about his competency. And rightly so, right? We should have vetted Biden, the entire family, before the election, not now.
Well, I can't take any blame on that one. I spent 2 years on Newsmax TV, and my show was 3 years, but two of them at least were spent saying that Biden has dementia, the man isn't there anymore, the man cannot possibly be president of the United States, and that was one of the reasons was given to me by the lawyers for Newsmax to my lawyer as to why I was terminated at Newsmax TV, because I attacked Joe Biden in a way that they thought was not professional. You're not allowed on our network to say
that.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful things. Wayne Root said that Joe Biden has dementia.
Wow.
Guess who turned out to be right? Wayne Root turned out to be right. So, all right. Anyway,
I did not know that, Wayne.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. There were two reasons given. Number one, I badmouthed George Soros. These are the two honest reasons given why I was let go at Newsmax. Number one, that I said bad things about George Soros, and number two, that I spoke ill about Joe Biden in a way that they didn't want on their network spoken. Those were the two reasons I was let go. So you just can't believe this. It's impossible to believe, but true. Let's talk about a new poll. Biden's favorability in battleground states is, you know, headed for lows no one even imagined, right?
Yeah, it just keeps going low. Look, every week there is a new poll out there that just shows Biden is falling even more in favor among voters. And of real interest, of particular interest, is his favor, or actually disfavor, with independents, because you and I both know that those are the ones that actually do the swaying of vote counts. And when Biden is losing the independents as much and as rapidly as he is, all indications show that the Democrats are going to lose big in the midterms, and the White House definitely. Biden doesn't have another chance. Good news for us, but the fact is, we still have to put up with him for another almost 3 years.
Are you aware, Cheryl, that I just got back from my honeymoon, and I honeymooned with Cindy, my new wife, at Mar-a-Lago. And I had a chance. I was at dinner with Trump 4 out of 5 nights, and sitting next to him 4 out of 5 nights, literally. And I said to him at one point, I said, listen, Donald, I always call him Mr. President. I'm sorry, I said Mr. President. I said, listen, Mr. President, love you, think you're great, appreciate everything you did, believe you won the 2020 election by a mile, and if you ran tomorrow, you'd win tomorrow by a mile. But you coming back in 2024, it sounds great, but we're never going to get to 2024. America will not last 3 more years. And he basically agreed with me. I won't say his exact words because I don't want to break confidentiality here. But he basically agreed with me. It looked like he had very sad eyes. He understands. How are you going to get to 2024? How do we get as a nation from where we are right now to survive 3 more years of this nonstop assault? I don't see any way to get to 2024 without the country being so dysfunctional and so wrecked that nobody can ever turn it around. That's the problem.
Yeah. and the Democrat, you know what, this isn't hyperbole, and you don't understate it, because, in fact, the Democrats themselves have said on several different occasions, it was John Kerry, it was Joe Biden, that they are putting in effect now things that cannot be unwound and undone simply with the next election. And if you look at what's going on with the globalism and the Great Reset and how we have foreign sources that are actually turning our capitalistic free market system against us, weaponizing the free market system, turning businesses into quasi-governments doing the will of the Democrats, you can kind of see how that is, in fact, a bleak truth. If we make it to the next presidential election, we will indeed be lucky.
I know. It's bad. And look at, you know, look at the Iran deal. Someone just wrote a column today, and their name was Iranian. So it sounded like either they're from Iran or they're an Iranian expert in the United States, and they, you know, emigrated here. But it was an Iranian name, and he wrote a commentary, and he said, if you thought the Obama-Iran deal was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. This one is a level worse that you can't even imagine. They gave Iran everything that Iran ever wanted, and Iran will become a nuclear state. And someday they will use it against the United States or against Israel. And who would do deals like this? Who would open the borders the way Biden does? These people have to be traitors, Cheryl. I don't see what else you could call them. Stay tuned. We're going to an ad break. When we get back, we'll have Cheryl with us, online opinion editor for the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. Stay right where you are, Cheryl. We'll bring you back for the next segment, and we'll talk about Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On USA Radio Network, coming to you from the House of the Root Built, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I contend my single most important point about last night, other than black privilege, because he's not going to get in trouble just because everyone in Hollywood is afraid to punish someone of color, a minority. But also, my second best point is, if it was real, if that was a real assault, he couldn't have made it across the stage to hit the host. Where would security be? Everybody's got security, Hollywood. Gun-toting, martial arts, former UFC, former Navy SEALs, former police detectives, and they would have been all over the stage to intercept anyone from the, you know, from the seats running across the stage with some evil intent against the host. Come on. How did that happen? Or I should say, how did that not happen? Nobody intercepted him because this thing was pre-planned and they told the guards, don't worry about it, he's coming up. This whole thing's going to come out, it was pre-planned. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can really help. And my friends now become your friends. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for almost 20 years. Providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and just often just evaluating your current situation. So contact fellowshiphomeloans.com or call them directly at 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Ask for Mike and Brian. Tell them that Wayne Root says you're now friends. You are friends of Mike and Brian. You've got friends in the home loan business because your friends are my friends and my friends are your friends. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Cheryl, that's a good point, by the way. Where would security have been last night? Seriously. Who would let a guy race across the stage and hit the host? Seriously.
Even race. I keep watching the moment of impact over and over now, and the more I watch it, it just appears fake. But he didn't even rush across the stage. He just walked.
He walked.
And Chris
right.
Rock just stood there with his hands behind his back, like, hit me, please. And then Will just reaches out and smacks him. But, yeah, where was security? Because security certainly had plenty of time to get there.
And the smack just looked strange. The way Will Smith loaded up. He like loaded up and reached behind himself and gave it like a theatrical slap. And Chris Rock seemed to turn his face the perfect moment. And then afterwards, wouldn't your lip be bleeding? Wouldn't you be stinging? You grab your face. I don't know. It all looked so fake to me. I don't know. It looks weird. The more I watched it, the first time I watched it, real. He should be arrested for assault. By like the sixth time I watched it in slow motion,
yeah.
I didn't think it was real at all. And I thought it was completely fake and rehearsed and just a scam.
They look like dancing partners.
Yeah, right. Very strange. And then, by the way, once you slap someone, the next reaction would be either you keep slapping or you start punching and they've got to drag you off the guy, or you walk off the stage with anger in your face. He walked off the stage with a smile and a smirk, strange. And then he sat down. You'd think you'd get it out of your system, but he started screaming the F word on national TV. It was all so strange. I just don't believe
it. Yeah.
Don't believe it's real.
The more I watch it, I'm with you, Wayne.
Yeah. So, but if it's real, then why isn't he arrested for assault? Come on. Anyway, Trump filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and the DNC and Fusion GPS and W. Wasserman Schultz. Tell us a little bit, fill us in a little bit on the lawsuit, where you think it's going.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't read the entire 108-page lawsuit. I just skimmed through it enough to get glean an idea of where he was going with this. And this was basically Donald Trump claiming that he has lost 22 million or 24 million and then some because of lost business dealings, and he wants to recoup some punitive damages too because of all the lies portraying him as a colluder with Russia. And all those lies that were told his entire presidency that ended up being, guess what, lies. So now he's taking his revenge and suing, but I find it interesting because this lawsuit, I think most Trump supporters don't care if he wins or loses. It's just that he is making this fight. He's going after 47 of these deep state Democrat types. He's naming them all. He's calling them out, and he's forcing them to address these blatant lies that they made against him for years.
Right. In other words, someone said to me, this is really all about one thing. It's not about collecting any money. Trump doesn't need the money. It's about discovery. It's bringing everything out. And so hopefully it all comes out.
Yep.
And it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's a terrible thing that went on. They lied about Russian collusion the whole time. And then, of course, there was real collusion in stealing the election by the Democrats. That was their cover. That was it. Last thing in the last minute of the show or so, inflation is bad, but shrinkflation's worse. What do you mean by that, Cheryl Chumley?
Yeah, we all feel the pinch of inflation, especially when we fill our gas tanks. But let's not forget, when you go to the grocery store and buy food, it's not just higher prices for the products. It's that the businesses are shrinking the sizes of the products that you're buying. From cereal to candy bars to toilet paper, everything is smaller. It costs more. That's called shrinkflation. And that's even worse because it's so deceptive. You don't see it.
Maybe that's why Will Smith was so mad, because Chris Rock's inflation was bigger than Chris Rock, than Will's. You know, there was some shrinkflation of Will Smith, and maybe Jada said Chris is bigger than yours. I don't know. Who knows?
Anything's
on the table. Everyone hates Chris now. Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Thank you, Cheryl, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. The Root's on fire. Wayne on the Root. No shrinkflation here. I can tell you, I just got back from my honeymoon. I'm not going to say it. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.